That's fine. Hallo Genossinnen. Sorry, I don't speak Deutsch, but he does. It's a great honor to be here. Thank you. I just arrived only this morning, so I missed most of the protests. But when we saw the images on TV from Hamburg of so many people converging here to counter the agenda of the G20 and how hard you are fighting, it was very inspiring to us in the United States, where we really need this inspiration. Millions of people around the world see your courage and now feel stronger because of it. So thank you for that. We also saw on TV that there's been a lot of police violence against the demonstrations. Violence is the only language the state knows. It means they are afraid of you. They want to look like they're in control, but we know that they're not in control of a world that is in crisis, and they will not save our world. They are destroying it. Only we can save our world. They don't want us to know how much power we have as people. They want us to be afraid and stay home, not fight back. And when we do fight back, they fear us and they are brutal, but we will never give up. We will win. You have already destroyed their legitimacy. I was asked to speak about the Black Lives Matter movement in the United States, which is also a response to police violence and police brutality. When we talk about the Black Lives Matter, what we're really talking about is the history of white supremacy, which is the history of terrorism against black and brown and indigenous people. It is the same disease of racial supremacy that we are all familiar with. And it's not just history. Even today, there was a KKK rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, the Ku Klux Klan rally. So it's not in the past, it's something that's happening now. Black Lives Matter is a response to a system that tells you your life does not matter. But under capitalism, life itself does not matter, human or non-human. But under white supremacy, the color of your skin can get you killed. Again and again, white police have murdered unarmed black men and youth and women on video. Again and again, they have gone unpunished. What is the message? Not only does your life not matter, but we can take your life and your death won't matter either. These murders have been captured on camera, leaving no doubt whatsoever that they were brutally executed. And yet, there is never any legal justice. Never. That is why people take to the streets. That is why there's a Black Lives Matter movement. Just as the system of slavery had to be destroyed, so does the deadly disease of racist ideology and the brutality of the police state. This disease includes mass incarceration, for-profit prisons where the poor, blacks, undocumented, are buried alive in overcrowded prisons. They are made into slave labor for capitalism, and if they want to call their families, they are charged $15 an hour for a phone call. Predatory greed of capitalism fits perfectly with the systems of prison exploitation. Thousands of prisoners are caged also in solitary confinement units where they have no human contact for weeks, months, years, and even decades. Prolonged detention in solitary confinement is considered by the UN as a form of torture. Trump thinks torture works, even though his own generals and intelligence agencies have told him it does not produce reliable information. The riots, the Black Lives Matter movement also went through many riots in Ferguson and Baltimore and many American cities. where black people rose up against these police executions. So some reforms were made under Obama, but now the Trump regime plans to dismantle them. With less federal oversight, police will once again face no accountability and be able to literally get away with murder. That is what is happening now. Under Trump, we face an even greater threat because we have the far right in the White House right now and in control of many government agencies, which they plan to use to introduce many destructive, harmful, and fascistic policies. They want to restart the nightmare of the failed war on drugs. This will put many more poor and black people in prison. Under Trump, neo-Nazis now come out into the open to march. Hate crimes are rising since Trump started his presidential campaign. Black people and Muslims are targeted the most, but most of the terrorists in the United States are white nationalists who usually use guns. So white Americans have to show more solidarity to their non-white neighbors if we are going to resist the rise of this racist nationalist hate. So Black Lives Matter, they protest, but they do more than that. There's hundreds of groups and thousands of people. They organize all forms of support for the victims of police brutality and the prison system. They work on criminal justice reform. Black Lives Matter is also supporting poor black women in some places who can no longer get access to safe abortions in theocratic America, where religion is again controlling women's bodies and lives. If American women do not fight back militantly against this religious fundamentalist attack on our basic human rights, we will lose them. We are losing them to the enemies of women.
I'll say one more sentence.
Just as black people have to fight for themselves, women also have to fight for our own human rights. Black Lives Matter is also supporting those targeted by Trump's immigration crackdown. Families are torn apart in these raids. Mothers, fathers are taken from schools, their jobs, and even hospitals and churches, put in detention centers, and then deported. America is made of immigrants. The only people who are not immigrants are indigenous people, most of whom were killed in the founding of America. If you fight the police state and police brutality in solidarity with anti-racist movements, you are fighting the same police state that is used to crush dissent and protest and your remaining freedoms. As an anti-racist movement, Black Lives Matter is also in solidarity with the people of Palestine. They're also in solidarity with the resistance at Standing Rock against the Dakota Access Pipeline, which is a threat to the drinking water of many Indian nations and indigenous people. That was really a fight to protect the earth from those who destroy it for profit. Just before I go, one last thing I want to say is, the earth does not have a voice to ask for help, nor do the animals, nor do the prisoners in their cages, and nor do the victims of police brutality or the wars that America is engaged in. So you must be that voice. You have to use your voice for those who have been silenced or are too afraid to speak. Your voice is your weapon. Your lack of fear, your creativity is your weapon. You are a threat to the global elites. That's why they are so afraid and so violent. But never give up, never lose hope, and never stop fighting, never.